This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Rollins, we'll unleash rural prosperity. U.S.-Canadian trade fight and China goes dark on registrations. Rollins pledges a new era of prosperity of agriculture. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins making some bold promises that rural America will boom again as a result of President Donald Trump's policies. Speaking at Commodity Classic in Denver yesterday, Rollins pledged to work with farmers to bring in, quote, a new era of prosperity that perhaps we've not seen in our lifetime. At another point, she said, quote, we will usher in a new era of prosperity and opportunity, innovation, and revitalization in rural America. Rollins repeatedly stressed that the department was rooting out any vestiges of a diversity, equity, and inclusion policies and said she was working with EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin to, quote, unleash prosperity in rural America through a massive deregulation project. Take note, she also announced that the upcoming $10 billion in market relief payments for row crop producers would be known as ECAP, that Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. By the way, about 10,700 people had registered for Commodity Classic as of yesterday. Classic, the annual meeting of grain and soybean producers and equipment manufacturers. You can read our full report on Rollins' appearance at the meeting at agripulse.com. Corn and soybean growers debate policies. Trade and biofuels were among the issues debated at grower delegate sessions at Commodity Classic. Delegates to the National Corn Growers Association's Corn Congress adopted a resolution to ask USDA to form an office within the Treasury Department to help develop guidance for the new 45Z tax credit, which was created by the Inflation Reduction Act. The idea is that the office would operate like the EPA's Ag Office, which was formally created a year ago by the Biden administration. Corn Congress continues tomorrow. American Soybean Association delegates adopted a resolution to stress the importance of providing assistance to growers during times of market volatility. The rationale explicitly mentioned the potential for trade wars. The ASA delegates also adopted a new resolution supporting the development of federal definitions and testing standards for imported used cooking oil to improve oversight efforts. By the way, Trump's tariff threats are hanging over Classic this year. I know the tariffs that we're hearing about give a lot of people heartburn due to the potential retaliation that we could face on our products, that Ryan LeGrand, president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council, as he spoke to the Corn Congress delegates. LeGrand expressed concern that ethanol could be a target for retaliatory tariffs by the European Union. Johnson and Democrats blame for spending impasse. President Donald Trump has thrown his support behind passing another continuing resolution to fund the government to the end of the fiscal 2025 year, September 30th. Republicans also want to put into law the spending reductions that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency Initiative has been making by canceling government contracts and programs. A possible government shutdown is less than 2 weeks away when funding is set to run out. President Trump wants to pass another continuing resolution to fund the government until September 30. Republicans and Democrats remain at an impasse over the issue. And the state of play? Well, House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, alleged that Democrats have shown no interest in finding a reasonable solution to the funding impasse. Democrats demanding assurances that Trump commit to honoring the funding levels in a new CR, which can't pass the Senate without Democratic votes. For more on this week's agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump opens new front in Canadian trade spat. Trump this weekend directed officials to probe whether lumber and timber imports are hurting national security, kickstarting a process that could lead to new tariffs. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick will lead that probe. The department has 270 days to report its findings and recommend next steps, which may include tariffs, export controls, and measures to boost domestic production. Canada provides the bulk of U.S. wood imports. The products have been at the center of a long-running trade dispute between the two countries. The U.S. has long complained that the Canadian lumber industry benefits from unfair subsidies that allow it price products below the fair market rate. The move is sure to further disgruntle Canadian policymakers. Any new tariffs emerging from the new probe would land on top of new duties slated for tomorrow that are already rankling Canadian leaders and consumers. Foreign Agriculture Service. Beijing has gone dark over expired U.S. export registrations. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service says Chinese customs officials haven't responded to efforts to renew registrations for more than 80 U.S. export facilities that expired in February. Beijing requires the registration of all meat, poultry, dairy, and seafood facilities that export to China. In February, registrations for dozens of U.S. poultry, 7 dairy, 4 beef, and 2 pork facilities expired. Some of the facilities' registrations expired as early as February 4th. As of last week, FAS China said it had not heard of any facility exports being delayed or refused customs clearance. Survey shows support for state legislation curbing pesticide suits. A new survey shows that nearly two-thirds of adults in 12 heavily agricultural states are, quote, deeply concerned that litigation against crop protection manufacturers will undermine domestic agriculture supply chains and U.S. food security. The Modern Ag Alliance survey, which is being released today, says about 80% of farmers and 65% of Americans, including 68% of Republicans and 65% of Democrats, share this concern. MAA was founded by Bayer and includes about 90 groups supporting legislation to restrict state product liability lawsuits against pesticide manufacturers who failed to warn of health and safety risks. Bills have been introduced in 8 states to accomplish this, including Iowa, where a Senate subcommittee advanced a product liability bill last month. Bayer faces thousands of lawsuits by people alleging that their exposure to Roundup caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. APHIS targets Mexico for screwworm control. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is shifting its dispersal of sterile screwworm flies into Mexico in a bid to push the pest away from the United States and back towards Panama. The agency has identified 2 locations in Mexico for sterile screwworm fly dispersal centers, a shift in a battle against a pest that has been increasingly creeping northward, that according to a notice from the agency. Well, here's today's final word. This is an extremely aggressive effort that I fully support. But in being so aggressive, there will be mistakes made, and there have been mistakes made. That Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins acknowledging to reporters that USDA has had to hire back some terminated employees. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, March 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.